The investigation continues into the outbreak of Legionnaire's disease at the University of Washington Medical Center. It's a serious type of pneumonia that can be fatal. In recent weeks, Legionella bacteria was discovered in four patients, including two people who died. To learn about this disease and how it spreads, I spoke with Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, health officer for King County Public Health. He told me Legionella bacteria are widespread in the natural environment, where they rarely cause human disease.
These bacteria can also get into man-made water systems, and at times they can overgrow. And when that happens, they can make people sick, particularly people who have underlying lung disease or suppressed immune systems. Folks who have those conditions are especially vulnerable to becoming ill. Most healthy people don't get sick from Legionella.
Dr. Duchin, Legionella bacteria and the Legionnaire's disease that it causes sounds very serious and potentially fatal. How scared should people be when they hear about an outbreak like this?
Well, it's important to understand that Legionella pneumonia does not spread from person to person. It's a serious disease for the people who get it. It has about a 10% fatality rate. About 1 in 10 will die from it, and a higher percentage of hospitalized patients. But it's something that is acquired by people who inhale contaminated droplets of water that might be produced by a shower, a hot tub, a misting machine, a fountain, but not spreading from person to person.
Can you talk a little bit about how the bacteria might make its way through a system?
Well, these bacteria, as I said, are present at all times in naturally occurring bodies of water. So, you know, water is not sterile. It can come into a water system in a home, a building, a cruise ship. And when it's in there, it likes warm water. It doesn't like hot water, but it likes warm water. And if the water temperature in that system is at the level that Legionella likes, and it's not hot enough to kill the Legionella, and if the disinfection in that system isn't adequate to kill the Legionella, it can grow up to levels that then could pose a human health risk.
What don't we know at this point about the outbreak that investigators still want to know?
Well, I think ultimately what everyone would like to know is, why did this happen here and now? And so that's what the UW team is going to be working on. The first order of business was to put steps in place to minimize any further risk, and that's been done. But then the second order of business is to say, why did this happen? Let's look for any potential risk factor that could have led to Legionella growing up in the water system to a level that posed a risk, and make sure that we do something to fix it.
A couple of years ago, Washington State had 63 cases recorded of Legionnaire's disease. 8 of those people died. What needs to happen to get that number to zero?
It's interesting. Most of the cases of Legionella that occur nationally, and about 5,000 cases are reported, are not really linked to outbreaks, but they're sporadic cases. They're probably acquired in showers and from home hot water systems. So, you know, part of what we need to do to get the number down is to just get awareness out, both in the community itself and in the healthcare industry, about the importance of Legionella control. And that means not only healthcare facilities, you know, making sure their water's hot enough and they have other steps in place to minimize the risk to patients, but also homeowners and people who have hot tubs and spas and whirlpools and swimming pools. Those also pose a risk for Legionella, and they need to be monitored just as closely as a hospital water system with respect to disinfection and temperature.
With this case happening at the UW, is there a larger public health risk for people in the community?
No, not at all. This risk is confined to people who are hospitalized during a certain time frame recently in a certain part of the University of Washington. It's not a risk that's present throughout the entire university. It's confined to one water system. And again, steps have been put in place currently to minimize the risk in that water system. We think those steps are adequate and appropriate, and we don't think there should be ongoing risk after those steps have been put in place, but we do need to identify what the long-term issues are that need to be corrected to prevent something like this from happening again.
Dr. Jeffrey Duchin is health officer for King County Public Health. This week, Legionella bacteria was also discovered on three medical devices used to heat and cool patients during heart surgery. Officials do not believe this was the source of the outbreak.